Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A Marion County native will compete on a reality TV show, Steve Austin's Broken Skull Challenge, tonight. Let's go in-depth with Beth Rebarger from Knoxville. So, Beth, you grew up in Knoxville?
Yeah, I grew up in Knoxville, so raised here my entire life. My parents still live here and went to school in Iowa, so I've been in Iowa for a majority of my life.
And now you work in the provost's office at Northwestern. That's a must be exciting.
Yeah, I moved to Illinois last July, so I took the plunge, moved to Illinois, and got a job at Northwestern. So a little bit of a shift between the University of Iowa and then Northwestern, and got a job working in the office of the provost. So I've been there since July 2016.
Okay, the office of the provost. That's the provost is sort of the man or woman that's in charge of much of the day-to-day operations of the university, right?
Yeah, so it's the provost, and then upstairs is the office of the president. So I work with the office of the president quite frequently on different tasks or the commencement speaker or the honorary degree process at Northwestern. So yeah, the central administration is kind of the hub of the university.
And so a lot of what you're doing is promoting the university, it sounds like.
Yeah. So recruiting, you know, they recruit prominent faculty to come to campus, but also I help support the faculty. So we do a lot of faculty support programs on campus and, you know, do anything from the new faculty welcomes to working with faculty on different receptions or programs, but also I work with the commencement speaker and the honorary degree recipients.
Well, sounds like fun.
It is. Yeah. It can definitely be fun. I learn something new every day and get to work with people who are way more intelligent than I am and are doing great things around the world. So it's really cool and fascinating to actually read their research and what's happening. So.
And your career in Knoxville, I understand you were an excellent athlete.
Yeah, it's weird to call yourself an excellent athlete. I grew up in Knoxville, and I think in any small town, I think a lot of people do sports and athletics, and so athletics certainly was a large part of my life, and I knew that I wanted to play sports in college, and so I obviously started off with volleyball and then eventually got into track in college. And so this definitely was a great springboard for me, and especially the track and field program at Knoxville and being able to grow up around Coach Randy Wilson. And so, yeah, it was definitely established roots here that helped catapult me to playing in college or running in college.
Well, just having a coach that was an Olympian still holds Drake Relay's record, that inspirational in and of itself.
Yeah, actually, it's funny. When I was in high school, I thought that I was going to be a sprinter. So I did 200s and 100s and maybe the 400. And I didn't want to do distance. And then over the years, Coach Randy Wilson, he slowly talked me into being a distance runner, and he obviously knew what he was talking about. And I was a little bit stubborn to begin with, but I softened up to the idea. And it wasn't until my junior and senior year of high school track and field that I got into the mid-distance scene. And then now I run half marathons and marathons. So yeah, if it weren't for him, I'm not sure I would have gotten the itch to do the longer distances, but he eventually talked me into it. And so, yeah.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Beth Rebarger about her appearance on Steve Austin's Broken Skull Challenge.
Well, and you've parlayed your athleticism into a reality TV show, is that fair to call it? And you're going to be on the day this airs tonight.
Yes.
Tell us about it. What's the show?
Yeah, so it's Stone Cold Steve Austin, if you remember. He was that famous WWE wrestler. So he has a TV show, and this is their sixth season, I think. And so he has a TV show, and it's really, he brings in elite athletes from all different kinds of backgrounds. And so he brings them in. Each week there are eight either men or eight women who compete against each other. So everybody's new each episode. And the goal is to make it to the final round. So you go head to head against some other competitor. And then if you make it to the final round, then you get to come back the next day and do what he calls the Skull Buster, which is an obstacle course race that he puts together. It's this extreme obstacle course race. And then if you complete that and then get a high time, then you can win 10 grand. And if no one beats your record, then you're going to continue winning the 10 grand. So yeah, it's a pretty intense show. And so yeah, I'm going to be on Tuesday night at 9 p.m. on CMT. So.
Right. And I'm sure you can't tell us anything about the outcome because they want us to tune in.
Yes. So I can't tell about the outcome. So people have to watch, but it definitely was a once in a lifetime opportunity. And it was definitely a cool process to be on the other side and actually see what happens, you know, during those reality TV shows.
So how did you get involved? I'm sure you watched the show and then you sent an email or something. How did that, and then you were selected. What was the process?
Yeah. Back when I worked at the University of Iowa, I had a couple of roommates and we happened to watch the show pretty regularly. So as we were watching the show, it's kind of funny because I've oddly been told, like, I could see you to be on the show like American Ninja Warrior or, you know, the show Wipeout or whatever. So we were watching the show and they're like, oh, you should be on that show. You should apply. And I was like, well, why not? You know, like, I wonder what the application process is. So I looked it up while I was watching the TV show and just applied that night. So they had you submit different pictures of yourself, any records that you hold, like what your athletic background was. So I just submitted an application online, but didn't obviously talk to anybody. And months went by and I didn't hear anything. So I didn't really think anything of it. And when I moved to Illinois, I actually got a phone call in August and they had asked if I wanted to do a casting call for the upcoming season. So I did a Skype interview with them and they asked me a variety of different questions. And so I did the casting call with them, but never got a call back that season. So I didn't think that I was gonna get chosen. And so I went on with my life and kind of, forgot about it. And then back in May is when I got the next phone call and they asked if I wanted to recast again for their upcoming season for Broken Skull Challenge. And so I obviously said yes, and the rest is history there.
Broken Skull Challenge.
Yes, sounds way intimidating if I say it out loud. So yes, Broken Skull Challenge.
Obviously, you have to have speed and endurance and strength. Mm-hmm. Determination, a good mental game. There's so many different female athletes, every weightlifters, runners, gymnasts, volleyball. Mm-hmm. There's just so much variation. Does the show take all of that into account, or is it just for, you know, long distance people like you or volleyball players? What?
Yeah, it's really up in the air. I had seen the show, I had seen previous seasons, and that's the beauty of it is, you know, every season's different. They have different challenges and you have no idea what challenge you're gonna have to do. So I had seen the show before, and so I had seen anything from wrestling to, you know, people having to pick up heavy weights and bring them to a certain point to, you know, people, they're in water and they're trying to, you know, do different obstacles in the water. So I knew it was just a variety of different things that I might have to do. And so there, you know, the show isn't just for one single person. It's not just for weightlifters. It's not just for obstacle course racers. I mean, it's a combination of everything, which kind of makes it fun because you don't know the women, you don't know their backgrounds, and so you might be going up against someone who is a pro obstacle course racer or someone who specializes in MMA fighting. You don't really know. So yeah, it takes a combination of different challenges, so you don't have to be an endurance runner or anything like that. So that's why I felt like I had a chance where I could, you know, go in and hopefully use my athletic background and take on the challenge.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Beth Rebarger about her appearance on Steve Austin's Broken Skull Challenge.
Can you say the different kinds of events that you participated in? I mean, did you wrestle somebody? Did you run? Did you race? Lift weight? What did you do?
Yeah, I can't say too much, but I will say that there was wrestling involved.
Yeah?
Yep.
Well, and I know you have family that wrestle, but I mean, how did that go? Kelly, you probably can't tell me.
Yeah, I knew. I mean, Steve Austin, he obviously was a WWE wrestler, and from watching the episodes, one way or another, there's some sort of wrestling component involved. And so I knew, even though I didn't know what the challenge was going to be, I knew that there was probably going to be some sort of physical contact with another person. And so I think that's what I was most concerned about, because I run away from things. I don't tackle people. Like, that's not the background that I've ever experienced. And I don't think I've ever been physical with anybody before. So I knew going in that was going to be a challenge. And I'm not the biggest person to begin with. So I went in with a positive attitude and knew that I was just going to give it my all and see what happened.
Did you learn any moves just in case?
When I was a semi-finalist, I had went to my gym and I had asked one of the trainers, I said, look, I got chosen as a semi-finalist for this TV show. I think that there will be wrestling involved. Can you just give me a quick rundown of some moves? And so one day I had spent maybe 10, 15 minutes just going through a few scenarios and a few moves. But, you know, after that day, like, weeks went by and I hadn't heard anything from the show. So, you know, admittedly, I was kind of like, well, you know, I'm not going to practice because I didn't get chosen. So why, you know? Mm-hmm. And so in hindsight, it's always 20/20. So.
Right.
But so I had practiced a little bit, but it was very minimal. So I just knew that if I was going to have to wrestle, I was going to have to rely on my instincts and my fight or flight mode.
Mm-hmm. Well, did your... I know you can't say what you did or how you did, but did your abilities serve you well? I mean, your strength, your endurance, your speed, your...
Yeah. I think, again, your adrenaline just takes over and you just... It happens so quickly. And that's what they tell you before you go on. They say, you know, the challenges go by way quicker than you think they're going to be, so you just have to be prepared. And so... You know, I knew going in that I was just going to give it my all, and your instincts just sort of take over. And
did you meet interesting people?
I did, yes. Actually, I keep in contact with some of the other women who are on the show, so we have a group chat, and so we'll chat back and forth, and I follow them on social media. So, yeah, I met some wonderful friends in the process, and they... Their backgrounds were different. They were into the obstacle course racing, which I've done a couple of obstacle course races, but they were, you know, on the pro side. So they've done multiple races on the obstacle courses. And then I think the other one, she was into rock climbing and so weightlifting and powerlifting. So yeah, we all came from different backgrounds. And that was the fun part of it, is that you know, you weren't sure your opponent, what their background was and what they specialized in. So it was a little frightening, but also exciting.
Okay, so you're on tonight at 9 p.m. on CMT, right?
Yes.
okay. And so, you know, everybody's going to be turning to that tonight and watching. Where are you going to be watching it from?
Yeah, so I currently live in Palatine, Illinois, which is just a suburb outside of Chicago. And so the gym that I go to, it's a CrossFit gym. And so they're super stoked, and we're doing a viewing party at someone's house from the gym that I go to. So we're all going to watch it together. So yeah, we're having a gathering, and we'll probably have, you know, food and drinks. So it'll be a fun time.
And are you a changed person in any way after going through all this? Or is there something that you took from it?
Yeah, so I would consider myself as someone who likes to reflect after every, whether it's a challenge or a race, and just sort of take away some of those larger points. And I think for me, you know, even though I've done athletics and I've been successful throughout the years, I think, you know, throughout my life, there have been different points where I haven't been confident with myself or whatnot. And so I think this opportunity really pushed me and challenged me to really go out there and try something new. And so I think in life, you have to challenge yourself, but you know, you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, right? So I think the best moments in life and the things that I've learned the most are not the vacations to Hawaii or the fun, happy moments where you're going on trips, but it's really those moments that are, you're really pushing yourself to your mental and physical ability. And so I think for me, it taught me that I'm tougher than what I thought I was, and also to not be afraid to own your awesome a little bit, where, you know, sometimes I would consider myself someone who doesn't like the limelight and very humble, and I don't like to, you know, gloat about too many things. But, it was like one of those opportunities where it's like, you know what, this is really cool. I don't think I'll ever have this opportunity ever again. And so, you know, I think it's important to take risks and take on new challenges in life, even if they seem crazy at the time. Granted, you know, you don't want to put yourself in a bad position, but I think that that's the important part in life, is that challenge yourself, but also make sure that you thank the people who got you to where you're at and the success that you've had. I think it's important to always thank those people. So
thanks to Beth Rebarger for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.